From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Tahoe.
Happy April Fool's Day. Yeah, thank you. So to explain to our fresh audience, set of ears that have just tuned in, they're like going, What in the blue blazes is going on here on my K Tahoe? Every morning we do this little thing we call the Who Cares News. Me and producer Morgan here get together and we kind of look at all the news you really don't care about.
You really could care less about
really
this crap.
You really could care less about this. So we're coming up on our 1500th episode.
Woo!
Friday. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we did the math. Donna did the math. Anyway.
I've sat through this much.
Wow. I don't know why. We don't pay you. So,
occasional donut.
Occasional donut. Not nearly enough of those either. Anyway, sit back, relax, enjoy this next 5 minute romp through a little bit of Tinseltown crap. And we got to keep it clean now because we're on a real radio station.
Oh yeah.
When we used to be on the internet, we could say nasty words, and we can't do that now.
No.
Sorry. Got to keep it clean, kids. So this is safe for work.
This is the Mr. Rogers version. Yeah.
Someday we're going to have to do a version where we just put that one on the internet. So anyway, here we go with today's Who Cares News. What's happening?
Well, this is how good I am, Mr. Van Camp. Well,
how good are you?
I got a hold of Nicolas Cage's annulment papers.
Did you really?
That's because I'm that good. Well, I guess that's an April Fool's joke in itself.
Well, no.
Because everyone got a hold of his, you know, published on the internet.
You didn't have to give it away. You didn't have to give it away. I wouldn't have known any better.
If I was that good.
You scooped these guys
every day.
If
I was that good, I'd have TMZ hire me.
They should. You're that good.
I am. Nick says, so as my husband says too, Nick says he and his girlfriend, Erica, were intoxicated when they got married in Las Vegas last weekend.
Uh-oh.
What? Huh? No. Say it isn't so,
Say it
Nick.
Isn't so, Nick.
It is annulment.
And he's not the first to do that.
No?
No.
Really?
No. I think they have a bar out in the lobby of most of the chapels. Here, have another drink.
Yeah.
It's on the house.
Sure. They make plenty of money.
Calm them nerves.
And they're right outside the
Helen's
door.
Helen's getting ready to play the wedding march. You ready?
Tip it back. Throw it back.
Hurry up.
Yeah, the next door over is the lawyers
that
roll the wedding.
It's like,
which is probably what old Nick searched out. So in the annulment papers, he says that she suggested they get married, and he reacted on impulse.
Oh,
and without the ability to recognize or understand the full impact of his actions.
I love that. You do a good Nick Cage.
I think he tried to imitate
William Shatner. I think so to some extent, but you know, his uncle is Francis Ford Coppola. His real name is Coppola.
That's true.
Yeah, he's a Coppola.
He is a Coppola.
He's the black sheep of the Coppolas. But
I think between William Shatner and then Ross from Friends.
We were on a break.
He was also a little bit of Shatner.
Yeah, he was a little bit.
He was not a Coppola.
No, he's not.
All right. He also says she didn't disclose her criminal history or the full extent of her relationship with another person. That might just be the drug dealing boyfriend that Mr. Cage was ranting about at the courthouse. Now, last but not least.
Yeah.
He says that he and Erica have, quote, such conflict in personalities and dispositions that are so deep as to render the two incompatible in marriage.
Well,
unquote.
I think they should give him the annulment. It wasn't like he waited 4 months. He waited 4 days.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
Hmm.
Can I say this on the radio? I think the sex wasn't any good. I think that's the problem.
But they were... It was his girlfriend.
I know, but I think
it's
he finally
like he
decided,
know.
You know, I've been hanging around this woman for all this time and the sex is no good. It's no good.
Maybe it was just the sex.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
If they're so incompatible in marriage.
If he was so drunk when he got married, why'd he get married?
Maybe it was just
so he could have the sex.
He just wanted the benefits.
I got it.
He didn't want someone to go, you know, take whatever pennies he's managed
Bellagio,
to save from the taxes.
They were watching the water show. That makes you amorous. Watching the, you know,
water
show at the Bellagio. Yeah. And then they went down to the little chapel.
The little chapel of love.
And they drank all the way in the back of the Uber. So there you go.
Hey, for the first time since our national nightmare began Now, 20 days ago.
Wow, has it been 20 days? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, 20. It feels like 6 months, but it's only 20.
Yeah.
Seems like so much longer. We're hearing from Lori Loughlin.
Really?
Well, it's more like
and
she was
Becky.
It's more like she was fool enough to go out in public and couldn't shake TMZ.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that's kind of what it was.
That's kind of what it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't think she was offering anything up on her own.
No, she didn't step out of her front door and say,
no public statements, none of that, no.
No, she was very gracious to the cries for a response on camera because she was leaving her yoga class. Because, you know, you got to keep up with the yogas.
She couldn't have yoga at home.
They have DVDs for that.
I like to have yoga at home myself. But
hot yoga?
Hot yoga. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I like to have the hot. Maybe she likes the hot yoga. Maybe Aunt Becky likes the hot yoga.
Becky, Aunt Becky, they have DVDs for this.
Yes, they do.
You want to stay home. She told the paparazzi that they are welcome to follow her around all day, but that she can't comment when a cameraman thinked her.
Well, no, they can't.
She politely said for him to have a beautiful day and called him honey.
Aw, Becky's still sweet. She's still sweet.
Wonder what she was saying inside her head.
Yeah, right. You know who's sweet? Halle Berry is sweet.
Damn it. Dadgum.
I was looking at her Instagram on Friday.
I'm sure you were.
She was doing this exercise with her fitness guy.
Hot yoga?
No, it wasn't hot yoga. It was one of those big tractor tires. And they were just stepping in, stepping out, jumping up, doing this whole reaching thing, man. Uh-huh. It hurt just to watch it.
But you loved every painful minute
damn
of it.
Damn right I did. All right. Wow, we finished early. We'll be back at you tomorrow morning. Same bat time, same bat channel. And, oh, by the way, this is called The Who Cares News. You can subscribe to it wherever fine podcasts are heard. And it is loaded like 5 minutes after it airs. So,
yes.
Yeah, check it out. If
so you can
every
listen to
morning.
Us all the time and re-listen to us and re-listen to us.
That's kind of creepy.
Re-listen to it.
All right, that's it for today. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.